a good feeling.
It's too warm.
Good morning, everyone. It is 10 o'clock, Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. I call this regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Brian Karasius and Julie Fedorchak. So we have a quorum. The only opening comments that I have, I guess, are that depending on how motions go later on, this might be my last meeting, as at least the last regular meeting as chairman. And so I'm back remembering the nice gift that Julie gave me 2 years ago, and we talked about it the other day in a whole different example of good judgment from my ag teacher, Mr. Zahara, but I brought back the gavel that you found that I made in high school as my first carpentry project. And so chairing the last meeting with the very old gavel. So
don't hit it too hard.
Commissioner Karasius, any opening comments?
No, I noticed you were a little gentler with that gavel than normal. I thought Randy's subdued this morning, but that's not it.
This is now almost a tradition of having some sort of special gavel. If you'll recall the special gavel I had when I took over as chair.
Yeah.
I don't know what ever happened to that thing. Do you remember it, Stacy?
I remember, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I might have to bequeath, give that to Brian. Anyway, I don't have any opening comments.
Okay.
Framing hammer would be right.
We have six items on the consent calendar plus previous minutes. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
We reverted the order, so Commissioner Karasius, you're up first with your portfolio.
I actually had two orders. One was moved to consent and one was withdrawn, and we'll talk about it during admin discussion.
Okay. And Commissioner Fedorchak, you started the holiday early too.
I do not have any items. A lot of mine have been taken up in special meetings in the last couple of weeks.
First time in 2 years I offered to go last, and you guys did. And now I'm going first and last. Okay, I do have a few items to wrap up here. I move the commission amend contract number AM-796-18 with GeoServe Incorporated for material testing services February 28th, 2019, for the 2018 Wilton Phase 4 Shell Lake and Williams County Road 9 Phase 6 AML Reclamation Project.
Second.
On May 15th of 18, the Commission entered into a contract with GeoServe Incorporated for material testing and related services at several projects in Burley, Montreal, and Williams counties. The contract end date is December 31st of 2018. The material testing work on the project has been completed. However, the structural survey reports for the Williston area have not been received, so final payment has not been made. The extension here is to allow time for GeoServe to submit the structural survey reports and to process the final payment. So the contract end date, like I said, was December 31st. AML Division recommends the Commission amend the contract to extend it until February 28th of 2019.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, this is somewhat similar, but a different reason and a different company, so don't think that you're hearing the same thing twice. I move the Commission amend contract number AM-795-18 with BNC Concrete Pumping Incorporated until February 28, 2019 for the 2018 Wilton Phase 4 Shell Lake and Williams County Road 9 Phase 6 AML Reclamation Project.
Second.
Back on May 15th, the Commission entered into a contract with BNC Concrete Pumping for the drilling and grouting services at these projects in Burley, Montreal, and Williams County. The construction work on the project has been completed. However, in this case, Again, final payment has not been made, but in this case, the president of BNC Concrete Pumping has requested a price adjustment for an underrun in grout injected for the Shell Lake portion of the original contract. So this extension will allow the president of BNC to submit the required documentation and for the PSC to review this request. That sounded odd to me, an adjustment for an underrun in grout. And I had it explained, the contract pays by the unit of their work. And one project required a lot less grout filling than what was expected. And so while it will end up costing the AML division less total money, what they're actually working on is an increase in price since they had their setup and everything, but the increase in price is per unit, and it's much less units. So the AML division recommends the commission amend the contract to extend it until February 28th, 2019.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion is approved.
Again, I'm not sure if these got moved around. Is the next agenda item?
Portfolio, Midwest Grain.
Midwest Grain, okay. That's the order I have in here. Move the commission file with Burley County District Court, South Central Judicial District, for appointment as trustee of Hunter Hansen, doing business as Midwest Grain Trading, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, under Century Code Chapter 60-02.1, and with the Pierce County District Court, the Northeast Judicial District, for appointment as trustee of Hunter Hansen, doing business as Nodak Grain, license address of Rugby, North Dakota, with grain warehouses at Tunbridge and Roarville, North Dakota, under North Dakota Century Code Chapters 60-02 and 60-04. Also asked to join the sureties in each proceeding and for an ex parte order to preserve trust assets in each proceeding until each court issues its order granting or denying each application. I further move the commission authorize staff and counsel to take appropriate action to protect and preserve trust assets, all in Midwest Grain Trading, Nodak Grain, Roving Grain Buyer, Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, case number GE-18-395.
Second.
So we've been over quite a bit of this information, a little extra detail that's not in the motion. This gentleman, Mr. Hansen, has the Midwest Grain Trading, which is the warehouse licenses at Tunbridge and Roarville. No, Midwest Grain Trading is the roving. That's the roving one. And there's a $400,000 bond there. And then the same person also has Nodak Grain. That's the warehouses at Tunbridge and Roarville. And there is a $165,000 bond and a $150,000 bond. Also involved in this, but it'll be interesting to see to what extent, is East Central Grain Marketing, which is another roving grain buyer, which brokered grain purchase contracts between Midwest Grain Trading and the producers and elevators that sold to them. I believe, I'm looking at Conrad to see if I have it right. The first official claim was November 17th with Southland Pulse of Estevan. 14th. The 14th we had one? Was Schaefer Commodities on November 14th. And since then we've had many claims come in, a lot of research to see what's going to be valid and what's not. On November 21st, though, the commission issued an ex parte cease and desist order, and we think now that there is certainly enough information here to seek the commission to be appointed as trustee in an insolvency proceeding.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Randy, do you want to just repeat the steps of this process again? So, like, after this, we apply for this status, and then what are the next steps?
We will file in the two district courts to be appointed as a trustee, assuming that we are. Once we're appointed, there will be a notice filed in county papers and such to make people aware, and so that if they're not aware already and haven't been paid or feel they have a claim, they can make the claim. And we would proceed to process that and come up with a recommended order to the court. And, of course, in past cases, either bonding companies or other lenders or other creditors or sometimes producers, if they disagree with some of our decisions, have challenged those things. And so it can be a very quick court process, or it can become a very lengthy court process. And ultimately, the court will make the decision as to the distribution. But in the meantime, once we're appointed, we will do, I think, the two main steps of doing official public notification so people can turn in claims. And at the end of that process, but during that process, we'll be working on it. But after that time is up, we will then deliver a recommended order to the court.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, this is a rather lengthy motion too, so listen closely. I move the commission portfolios be allocated as follows, effective January 1st, 2019. Commissioner Crashes with business operations, gas and electric economic regulation. I'm going to put numbers before these, but they're not numbered in a priority, but just so you know when I'm switching to a second one. So business operations, number one. Number two, gas and electric economic regulation. Number three, pipeline safety and damage prevention. Number four, weights and measures. Commissioner Fedorchak, number one, transmission pipeline safety. Number two, electric transmission siting. Number three, electric conversion siting. Number four, railroads. Number five, consumer affairs. Commissioner Chrisman, coal mining and reclamation. Number two, abandoned mine lands. Number three, wind and solar reclamation. Number four, licensing of grain, auctioneers, and auction clerks. And number five, telecommunications.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And lastly, I move that Commissioner Crashes serve as Chairman of the Public Service Commission for the next 2 years, effective January 1st, 2019.
Oh, okay, I'll second it.
I thought there was a chance.
No. It's either you or Randy, because I don't want to do it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I think now would be a very appropriate time to recognize Randy's leadership that he's provided for the last 2 years. He's not quite off the hook yet. You've got until the 31st, so I'll be working with staff behind the scenes to take full advantage of that part of it. But there's been a strong tradition of leadership at the commission, not just for the last 2 years, but for the last four, with both Randy and Julie as chair. So big shoes to fill, but I look forward to working with a very talented staff and doing my part to continue in that tradition.
Very good.
He was just trying to butter us up for our votes, I think.
Yep, that was the preemptive strike. We'll see if it works.
I had heard rumors of some kind of a package coming regarding this, but I have enjoyed these last 2 years, I'll say that. Appreciate all the cooperation. This is never an easy thing. Things come in at the last minute. And I'm really proud of this. During these past 2 years also, but really over the whole time I've been here, that we've worked really hard to keep a good record of not violating open records and public meeting laws. And it's not easy when it wasn't long ago there was something that I needed to inform you of, and we needed a personnel meeting, and it took about two sentences to inform you, and it took about an hour to get it set up to find everybody together, but I didn't just go ahead and do that. And so it becomes kind of a nuisance, but everybody does their part and understands that that nuisance is important to the people and important to the process, that we do operate in an open and public manner. And I'm confident that you will continue that tradition here, and I've enjoyed it these last 2 years. So thank you for the opportunity.
Also want to thank you, Randy. You've done a great job. You've been a good manager of the meetings and keeping us on task and reining in the, you know, extraneous stuff at times when we get off track. So I really appreciate that. And what I appreciate the most about the commission, the staff, and the my colleagues is that we can disagree and we have vigorous debates and we don't always see things the same. We don't almost ever see things the same, but we can have that healthy disagreement and still work together really effectively. So I very much appreciate that and think that it's in the best interest of the public. And I think we get, you know, the job done in a professional way and a thorough way. And I really enjoy working with both of you.
Thank you.
Go the same way.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion is approved.
Okay, with that, we will, I see Uh-oh. There's a package being delivered here. Is this for Commissioner Crashus? Okay.
Gosh,
you might want to look at that. What's that on the, oh, Fragile, it must be valuable.
Sounds
Please
expensive. Oh, man. What's going to pop up? Oh, yay! You guys found it! Oh, that's awesome. Where was that thing? On the top of my...
I don't know where it was.
Did you order a new one?
Okay.
You had it? Did you steal it from me?
You guys gave it to me.
Oh, I did? Oh, that's hilarious.
This will be much easier on everyone's ears.
I'll hold that thing up so that Stacy can see it. But you got to have it the right way so the print is right.
The whammer.
The whammer hammer.
Just make sure this doesn't happen.
Hey, that's on film.
Only Kim can do that.
You got a photo of that. We'll be in paper. Oh,
dang. Okay, with
not,
that.
Not the first time.
Dang, digital media.
We will take a brief recess. During the recess, we'll take some questions from the press, and then a short break, and then follow up with the administrative portion of the meeting. So this meeting is in recess.
Victor, I'm really glad you had the dolly for that heavy box.
Thank you.
We don't want any workplace injuries.
So I wasn't in the room for the XL, you know, being withdrawn. I guess could you repeat why that was withdrawn? You just need more time on that issue, or?
No, it's a... an ALJ hasn't yet been procured.
Okay.
I was notified late yesterday. And without an ALJ being procured, we can't set a date for the hearing to announce.
Okay.
or to provide or announce a notice.
And the hearing. Okay. So the hearing would be just basically to discuss, is it like a public hearing to take public input on this, the tax reform agreement that you reached with them? Did the refunds essentially?
I don't know if I got as far as.
The company will present and go through the whole case and build a case for it.
Okay. And this, if I remember the numbers right, it was like a refund of like $9.8 million or something like that.
9.7.
Okay.
9.6 and change, it rounds to 9.7.
Okay.
But that was just one piece of the
right.
settlement. The right. other piece that can't be lost in all of this is that the refund was just for 2018, the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just for the 2018, the portion of their rates that was collected for taxes, the tax rate was built in at the higher level, and now it's lower, so there's an overcharge, really, of customers for the purpose of collecting taxes. So that the settlement proposed giving that back for 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It also proposed keep letting the company keep that in their rates for 2019 and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the piece that we've talked a lot about, and the formal hearing will give the company an opportunity to come in and justify that, why mm-hmm. they need to keep that and built into their rates.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is, in effect, you know, the customers won't see it on their bill,
mm-hmm.
but it is a rate increase
mm-hmm.
because that it changes from them collecting the taxes to give to the government, and then but they'll be collecting a portion of those taxes and keeping it for their own operations.
Sure.
So we want to know. I want to know. I might speak for these guys. What do they need that for
mm-hmm.
in their operations?
Right. So at this point, it's just a proposed settlement agreement that you have in place. You know, subject to this public hearing and more input that you get on it.
Right. The settlement included, as Julie indicated, a rate freeze in 2019 and rate 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It also lowered the return on equity from 10.25 to 9.85%.
Mm-hmm.
There was another element for earnings protection, mm-hmm. over-earnings protection, I should say, for ratepayers. If the company had over-earned, they would have to return any over-earnings. And I think those were... And then another element related to a rider
mm-hmm.
was also a part of it. So the hard part so the TCJA took effect on January 1st, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rates are ever evolving because typically costs don't go down. They go up.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, I look back on a rate case that, you know, when I look back on previous rate cases, as soon as the rate case is presented, the dynamics already are slowly changing. They're constantly changing and trying to watch that revenue requirement and balancing it all out. This will, this avenue gives an opportunity to I think, drill even deeper into the numbers themselves.
So this is the only time that you've had to have a formal hearing for any of the IOUs?
Well, two of them, was it two or three, actually tied into rate cases themselves, which there were formal hearings for.
Oh.
An MDU we didn't, but they basically gave all of it back.
They had a real fresh rate. They didn't have a case open, but theirs was much more fresh. Where... In NSP's case, it's been a long time, and so that's why they're suggesting this could be.
Otter Tail was a rate case. MDU Gas was a rate case. I guess Great Plains is a rate case as well.
Kind of. Yep. And MDU Electric had a rate case last year, and then we basically, in the settlement, they gave all the money back to customers and adjusted their rates.
But I want to go back to the previous question and the answers. I heard terminology that I think is confusing to people, saying that the settlement, and to be clear, I'm not talking about 18. I think everybody agrees the 18 tax refund money will ultimately be getting back to the customers, and hopefully much sooner than later. But moving forward, if the settlement were accepted and they keep that it's essentially a rate increase for them, but then we also talk about it as a rate freeze. So I think the right terminology is it would be a rate freeze, and the customers would continue to pay the same rate that they're paying, but it would be a revenue increase for the company in that now they don't send that money back to DC, they keep it as revenue. So I think
that's
a revenue increase, a rate freeze.
Right. Okay. And then So I wanted to ask about, you know, the chairmanship. I guess, you know, publicly, you know, people see it as, you know, you're kind of presiding over the meetings, that kind of thing. But I mean, is there more to being commission chairman behind the scenes that the public, you know, might not see? There are more duties, responsibilities attached to that?
Well, I'm reluctant to answer for fear that Brian will ask to reconsider the motion.
Okay.
But no, you know, there's the organizational things, the organizing, getting meetings. Something happens that the other commissioners need to know about. Do we need a personnel meeting or something like that, and getting everyone together so that we don't violate open meetings laws? And then the chair has typically, if you recall when I went through the portfolios, the business operations, that always goes with the chairmanship, you know, and that includes personnel things, the budget things, the IT, consumer scheduling. Affairs is its own portfolio, but some of the like organizing our testimony for legislative hearings if they don't fall into a specific portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a few things like that, just the business operations, I guess, kind of.
Right, a lot of internal organizing, business operations kind of responsibilities. Okay. Okay, yeah.
On the motion to be trustee, do you have any idea how much grain they have in storage or anything like this? Is there any figures out there yet?
I don't know a bushel amount, but these are small facilities, so it's a small amount. And he has been upfront that some of it got wet. And so I don't know that. I'm sure there's not going to be an enormous amount of value there.
Yeah, at the one facility, it has bushels of durum, barley, canola, yellow peas, but Randy makes a great point, the condition of those commodities is equally as important.
Are you satisfied that he has enough bond to cover losses?
No, I am doubtful. But here's what we don't know, and you know, not on this case specifically, but the history of the last 6 years here. And when we came, there were a couple insolvencies that we dealt with from before. And so what is sometimes the case, we get initial claims, but until we investigate them, we don't know which are valid claims and which are not valid claims. So the claims that are in, the amounts are questionable. Then there's all, once we're appointed the trustee and we issue the public notice and people actually become aware of that this has happened, more claims I would expect will come in. And also there are probably egg producers that just choose to wait and see how they want to do this as it gets closer to the end, depending on what news there is about contracts versus non-contract sales. So I expect we'll get more claims and that some of the claims we have are invalid, so the amounts of them are kind of almost not all that meaningful at this point, but they are significant, and there's a good likelihood will be in excess of the bonding amounts.
Yeah, that's a deeply troubling situation, especially
given low commodity pricing currently. It exasperates that if bonding is inadequate.
If you want a copy of the motion, it gives a lot of the background that we have to date, if you want.
If you would, that'd be great.
Sure.
One other thing, Brian, when did you first get on the commission?
March 20th of 2017.
Okay. So it's been almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
I mean, do you feel like in that time you've had, you know, you've got a good enough handle on everything, you know, to run the commission as chairman? You feel
I do, although okay. One thing I found about the commission is you never stop learning. It's a steep learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these two maybe just make it look a lot easier than it is. But it's there's so much to learn, and every situation's a little bit different. But I've been diligently taking notes and even listening to a few recordings on procedure as I do my homework. But I do mm-hmm. feel I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. And you'll
never
take
stop learning either.
Yeah, and you'll take over as chairman January 1st, right?
January 1st.
Okay.
And how well do you know Robert's Rules of Order?
Yes.
We've got you'll always have an expert by your side in that regard.
I'm used to Robert's Rules from a few boards that I chaired or was president of in a prior life, so... I'll have to refresh my memory a little bit on some of the intricacies of those.
We don't quite go to the point of the Senate, though, where everything has to start with Mr. President or Mr. Chairman.
That's right.
Goodness.
Anything else? Okay, we will reconvene at 10:40 for the administrative portion of the meeting.